What a great gospel. Tonight's gospel is more than just a great story of healing, Jesus helping someone in need. It's so much more than that. The gospel tonight is like an icon, a window into all of the spiritual life. It deals with sin and grace and conversion. It deals especially with the incarnation and what Jesus is all about. So let's dive into this gospel, okay? At the center of it is a blind man. Blindness is something I know personally. Like, I really couldn't recognize anybody in this front row, even though I think that's Sophia. In fact, I invite you, if you wear glasses, to take off your glasses. And if you don't, just sit there smug, all right? And just smugly look with clarity at everything around. But for those of us who have bad sight, we can't see things clearly. And so we need corrective lenses. Sin in the biblical narrative, in the Old Testament and in the New, is often associated with blindness, being unable to see God, to see the world around as it should be seen, to see oneself. And when one is blind, when you cannot see, you cannot move, because they didn't have ADA approved realities in the biblical time. And so if you were blind, you often were stuck. And your life was one of dependence on others, just to beg, to hold out your cloak, and to ask people for alms. Bartimaeus is a blind man. He stands for all of us who are blinded by sin. And it's not just that he's blind, it's also where he is. So he is in Jericho. And those of you who know your Bibles well, and you all do because you're Catholics and you read the Bible all the time, right? You should know right away that Jericho means something more than just a city. Jericho is the first place that the Israelites come up against when they cross into the Promised Land. And they have to conquer it. Remember, they take the ark and they go around seven times the city, and then they raise a battle cry and the walls of Jericho come tumbling down. Okay, Jericho, spiritually seen, is a city that symbolizes sin. A stronghold against the movement into the Promised Land. And we all have Jerichos in our own hearts. Jesus comes, and guess where he goes? He goes right to Jericho. But, my friends, he doesn't stop there. He doesn't stop at Jericho. He doesn't go to the city of sin and just sit down. He goes to the city of sin to draw people to himself on the way, because his journey, his destination, finishes at Jerusalem. And every first century Jew would know Jerusalem as the holy city, the place where the temple of the Lord was, the place where right worship was established, the place where sacrifices were offered for the forgiveness of sins. And that's where Jesus goes, to Jericho, but through Jericho and up to Jerusalem. And by the way, even the geography is significant. Jericho sits 800 feet below sea level. It's one of the lowest parts of the Holy Land, 800 feet below sea level. Jerusalem sits 2,550 feet above sea level on the heights of Mount Zion, right, as the scriptures say. So Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, comes. He comes down to earth. And he goes into the deep and dark place of dysfunction. He goes all the way down into the depths to gather those who are stuck there and to bring them with him up to the holy city, to Jerusalem, but not just the city in the Middle East, to the heavenly Jerusalem, our true home in heaven where right worship is always being had. And that is what's happening in this gospel. Of course, Bartimaeus then stands not just, my friends, for all of us who are wounded by sin, all of us who are blinded by sin, who cannot make our way out because we cannot see on the way. He also stands for how all of us should respond when, not if, when Jesus comes and calls us. It's the model of a disciple. So Bartimaeus, he knows very much his need. There's no playing nice about how he is. There's no facade. There's no ability to pretend he's better than he is. The man is blind. He cannot see. And that blindness is a very real reality to him. He knows it. He has to acknowledge it. And he does every day because he cannot provide for himself. And fellow sinners, we need to follow that example, to acknowledge our sins, the ways that we're blinded, the ways that we cannot follow Jesus on our own apart from his grace, the ways that we're stuck because we cannot see the way forward. Every single one of us is that way. Yeah, we can pretend, we can try, but the reality is all of us are bound. All of us are blinded. None of us are free to move in the way that God created us unless Jesus comes as Savior. And come he does. So Jesus passes into the city of sin, the place of sin, and he's moving along the way. And people announce to Bartimaeus that Jesus is coming. His response ought to be our response. He begins to cry out, not superficially, but cry out from the depths of his heart, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. Save me. See, he knows the depth of his need. And that's something that maybe we need to pray about a little bit more in our very comfortable current culture. I'm mostly fine. Things are all okay. You know, I might have this thing that's a little rocky in my spiritual life, but mostly I can do what I want to do and do what I need to do. Well, if we think that way, honestly, we have not begun to engage the realities of the spiritual life. St. Paul says it's so clear. It might sound shocking to you, but he says the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. And Jesus says anyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. He also says, but if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Bartimaeus has no interest in playing nice, keeping things proper. He cries out from the depth of his heart, have pity on me. People try to quiet him. He cries out all the more. He doesn't care what people think. He knows his need. And so with great courage and with great boldness, he cries out to the Lord. Of course Jesus hears. Of course he does. And so he says to his followers, call him. And they say, Jesus is calling. Take courage. Get up. What a great line, by the way. Jesus is calling. Take courage. Get up. Well, what does Bartimaeus do? Not a slow drag to the Lord. Not a, oh, I guess I better. It's probably better if I follow Jesus. Maybe I'll find happiness. starting to feel like a zombie. Walking this way. No, Bartimaeus springs up, the blind man who cannot see, springs up. He throws aside his cloak. And friends, that's significant because the only way he was given alms was if he had his begging cloak. He would reach out his cloak and people would place their money in that cloak, and that's how he, quote unquote, made his living. He throws it aside. Done with the old way. And he comes to Jesus. And then Jesus asks a question that he asks all of us tonight. What do you want me to do for you? How would you respond? If Jesus himself was here and said, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? Would you have clarity of heart to speak what you need most? Would you want what you need most? Well, see, the blind man who knows his need knows what he wants. Master, I want to see. I want to see. There's no superficiality there. There's no mistaken appropriation of what's important and what's not. He knows his need. I want to see. And Jesus says, go your way. Your faith has saved you. Go your way. Your faith has saved you. Jesus doesn't tell him what to do. He says, go your way. Your faith has saved you. Well, watch what happens. Immediately, he receives his sight. He follows Jesus on the way. You see, his way, Bartimaeus' way, has become the way of Jesus. The way of Jesus, the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. What a great response. What a perfect response. In perfect freedom, Bartimaeus, who could go all sorts of ways. He could go back to his family. He could visit his friends. He says, my way is your way, Lord. Where you go, I go. And so he follows him on the way out of Jericho to Jerusalem. That's a question for you and for me tonight. Are we ready? Are you ready to leave your personal Jericho and to follow Jesus on his way? Do we have the courage to respond? I don't know what your Jericho is. I don't know where you're stuck, where you're too blind to leave, where you're condemned to a life just of begging and barely getting by. It's different for every one of us. You have yours, I have mine. But here's the deal. Take courage. Get up. Jesus is calling. The call of the gospel tonight is to risk, because we can get real comfortable in our sins, and we can just say, yeah, this is where I'll just sit for years, maybe for my whole life, and I'll just get by. I'll beg, and I'll get scraps, and that'll be how it is for me. Well, God is not okay with that, nor should you be. Take courage. Get up. Jesus is calling. Take the risk tonight. He's going to meet you in your Jericho. He wants to heal your blindness so that you can make a decision to make your way his way. And my friends, if we follow him on the way, that's where life is found. Nothing less. We lose nothing if we leave our Jericho behind. We gain everything. So may we be wise like Bartimaeus. May we be decisive like Bartimaeus. May we know what we want and what we actually need. Jesus himself. My friends, take courage. Get up. Jesus is calling.